Hi, and good morning. I'm here with some friends from Ms. Dickerson's homeroom to talk about their mystery week.
I'm Parov.
I'm Morgan.
I'm Camille.
I can't wait to hear about your week. So, Morgan, tell me all about the crime scene that you had to investigate.
So we had to investigate who opened up the gate for the pond. And we wanted to see who did it so we could solve the crime.
Okay. So what was at the crime scene?
There were Cheetos, a shopping list, footprint, a Gatorade, a receipt from the Tanner Bylow.
Okay. Great.
So then we went outside to investigate. Then we found a big footprint and some pliers that opened the gate, and we went outside and took some notes, and that's all.
So after you went to the crime scene and took all your notes, what did you do next?
We started watching videos and doing the suspects and writing down some notes.
And who are the suspects that you saw?
Miss Crowley, Miss Snyder, Miss Taylor, Mr. Ashton, Mr. Louise, Mr. Larry, Miss Sammy, and Mr. Ashton. Okay.
And Miss Fulmer, right?
Yeah, and Miss Fulmer.
Okay. And how did you get the suspect names?
From Captain Aaron's, from the license plates.
So I hear the next day you watched some videos of Ms. Dickerson, your teacher, investigating the suspects. What did you get out of those investigations?
We got questions, and some of the questions were, do you like Cheetos? Do you like Gatorade? Did you go to the Tanner Bylow? And what did you buy from the shopping list? And that's all.
And the size of their shoe.
The size of their shoe, yeah, and the size of their shoe, and I'm pretty sure that's all.
Why did the size of their shoe matter?
Because we found a footprint, and the footprint was, like, really big, and we were thinking it was a boy, and, yeah.
And why did the shopping list matter?
Because of the handwriting. We got some samples of the handwriting. And some fingerprints.
So, Morgan, what did you do to unlock some of the clues in your classroom to narrow down your suspects?
So, we did a hyperlink, and Ms. Dickerson put some of the videos in Google Classroom, and for the hyperlink, we had to answer math problems, and if we got the math problems right, it would give us a color, and we would have to put the first letter of the color in capital, and then put it on an app and then we would find an 8-digit code, and we would put it in, and then we had to solve a math problem, and then we unlocked the videos.
Okay. And tell me about the fingerprint analysis and the handwriting analysis that you did.
So first we did our own fingerprints, and because we lifted our fingerprints or dipped them in some type of thing, I don't know what, and then we looked at the finger. We had two fingerprints from the lock that were two different fingerprints from people. One of them was from Mr. Louise, and one of them was from Ms. Fulmer. And we were trying to match them because that would narrow them down to two people.
Okay. And then how did the handwriting help you?
So we had handwriting samples from the suspects. And we had the supplies list, so we took the suspects, and it said supplies list. So we took the S, and we matched it to every single person, and the one whose matches was Mr. Louise.
So in the end, it was Mr. Louise. Tell me what happened that day to open the gate.
So he was outside mowing the grass, and it was on a hot day, so he brought out some Gatorade, and some Cheetos, and he brought out some ant powder to kill the ants. And next thing you know, he heard some splashing, and it was an alligator, and he took off running, and he never came back and finished his all. So on the video, he said he didn't like Cheetos, but he did because he didn't want to lose his job.
Okay.
That's how we solve the crime of Mystery Week.